Hey y'all, it's Poetic Shell. Welcome to Resonance, my spoken word sanctuary. Thank you for being in the present moment with me. I hope my art resonates with you, encourages you to vibrate higher, and be truthful in your thoughts, speech, and actions. Let's get into it. I can't find the bear. I am surrounded by beauty, covered in safety, but my mind will tell me there's danger somewhere, and I can't find the bear. There's no rest in fight or flight, so I keep going, and I don't know how to be a human being, so I'm a human doing, moving, looking for potential threats, preparing for when this incarnation proves too good to be true, looking for that other shoe that eventually drops, crashing through everything I love, everything I've always been scared to lose, but never quite got to enjoy because I was too busy protecting it. Too focused on my internal world, ruminating in the past, worrying about the future, missing out on the present kind of girl. Trying to get control of the speed of my heartbeat. Slowing the spin of the room is dizzying and I feel sick. Like my stomach is flipped inside out, upside down and backwards, like my mind is running a race with no contender. Anxiety is always the winner, bringing me to my knees, forcing me to listen, a manifestation of heavy thoughts my brain can't carry alone, begging my body for help. When I ignore my intuition, screaming something isn't right here, and that fear has always been with me, constantly looking over my shoulder, assessing what can go wrong, I catastrophize. Instead of stopping to look at my life, a living, breathing example of what can go right. Unrest. I am worried about teaching my children to worry. My womb will be unsettled and create preconceived notions that this world is unsafe. They will live unbalanced, on the edge of seats, dangling from strings like they don't have control. Don't have the pen and the author is writing a tragedy, that their glasses will be covered in dirt and they can only see ugliness, that the butterflies will be relentless, destroying the lining of their stomachs, that this generational unrest will threaten the wealth of their spirits, that this parasitic fear will penetrate their dreams and they will be paralyzed, like me. There is no soft place to land. I want to forgive, not for you, but for me. But in your open arms, I can't forget how I was met with closed fists. I remind you a lot of the man that broke your heart. Is that why you tried to break me? I needed hugs and kisses, but you like knives and hammers. And instead of sitting with what you did, you want me to close the chapter, start anew, but this trauma still sits in my body, and this disordered anxiety started with you. You taught me to be afraid, that this world is not safe. There is no soft place to land, that love is supposed to hurt a little bit. I tried to bury these feelings deep in the sand, but they're just below the surface. And when the wind blows, I can see it peeking through. And I remember that I hate you. And I still really love you. I can see a glimpse of your potential to be exactly who I need, but you're inconsistent. I give you an ounce of trust, beg you, please don't mention this to anyone, but you can't hold water, not even for your daughter. I guess blood isn't thicker. Your words of affirmation shift into backhanded compliments. Your presence lifts me and then leaves me heavy and drained. You find a way to complain about a beautiful sunset. Our relationship is just a continuous misunderstanding because you just don't get me, or maybe you don't know yourself. Blissfully unaware of how this whole mess got started, did you forget you put your foot on the gas? I want to lean into you when you're being sweet, making me laugh. I get my hopes up and never last. You want me to put the past behind us, but for me, it's a new rendition of the same song on repeat, remix, a more subtle beat. But now at nearly 6 feet, you can't reach me. So you use your words. Mother wound. Like drinking hot coffee and expecting someone else's tongue to burn, this is what happens when you never learn to let go. You let it fester until it's grotesque and poisons everything you touch, but relationships grow best in the sun. We could be here in the present tense, but you're stuck in 93 on defense. You serve fist fights after dinner like, here, eat this. But I betrayed you by saving myself, make it make sense. I let you be a part of this beautiful life I built in spite of you, but you're always looking for a fight. And on our very best days, you'll say, I am disrespectful, rude, and mean. You wear glasses covered in shit, I've realized you'll never see me. You'll never recognize my kindness, my authenticity. I think my joy is triggering for you. I'm gonna let you steal it anymore. I explore what it would mean to set myself free, to release the past with every exhale, and breathe in enough light to expel the darkness. So history doesn't repeat. I walk light on my feet, make room for delight. This life is an illusion. Don't take it too seriously. I don't attach myself to impermanent people and things that are guaranteed to change. There's a lot to be gained by flowing at the same pace as the wind. Don't hold too tight. Let it in and begin again. I bet happiness would have found you if you let it in. I imagine what it would be like to meet the healed version of you. Would she use her words to affirm? Would she express gratitude instead of disdain? Find nice things to say when she mentions my name? Would my inner voice, an echo of everything you've ever said to me, be soft instead of critical and rough? Would I have higher self-esteem? Would it have taken me 31 years to realize I am good enough? Thank you for listening. If my art resonated with you, let me know. Connect with me on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram at poetic_shell. You can also visit poeticshell.com to read my blog, Satya, updated monthly. Catch y'all in the next moment.